This is I Don't Want Your Crown, a Norse mythology fanfic written by Tigris Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Loki Segin, with additional tags for Ragnarok, violence, apocalypse. Happy endings are for other people. Some people just want to watch the world burn. You do crazy things when you've been chained by your kids' entrails for a bajillion years. Odin does not understand self-fulfilling prophecies because he is a dumbass. He sounds the call, as chains break and venom burns, as Segin helps him rise. Nine realms tremble, ground quaking, as he sets his feet down. He sounds the call, and Jormungandr uncoils, and Hel releases Fenrir, and Narvi's skin is reknit as Vali supports him, and Sleipnir rears, tossing the wise god-king on his ass, outracing the wind on his way to his family. The call sounds, and Loki stretches, working out the kinks from being millennia-bound. Segin helps him into the sunlight, and he smiles at the children waiting there. Before declaring war, Loki visits Odin one last time. Odin does not ask how Loki has come to be freed. Loki's one-time brother is not a fool, all evidence to the contrary. Odin says, "You cannot win." Head held high, the might of most of the realms behind him. Loki laughs. He replies, "Winning's not the aim, Vafodr." He grins, bloody and showing all his teeth, and adds, "Not anymore." Millennia bound, venom and Narvi's viscera, Segin's song and Vali's whimpers, Fenrir's groans and Jormungandr's vows, Sleipnir learning everything there was to know about Asgardr and the Aesir, and Hel's slowly growing army of the dishonored dead. Loki does not want to win. He just wants nine realms ground into dust so that everything is over. Victory is futile. But the fire is started, and Asgardr, at the very least, will not survive. Fenrir swallows the sun. Jormungandr constricts around Thor until his head and ribcage both pop like ripened fruit. Sleipnir terrorizes the Aesir's horses until they flee the battleground in panic, and Hel's army overwhelms Odin's, because far more die than can fit in Valhalla or Folkvangr, and quantity surpasses skill when it comes to war. Vali tears his way through the gods that cursed him, and Narvi kills all those who survive Vali's frenzy. And Loki burns his way to Odin, who roars, "Stop this madness, Loki! There will be nothing left!" Loki laughs, loud and long, and then shouts, "Fenrir, come feast!" It is not Ragnarok, because there will be nothing left. And Loki leaves Odin to Fenrir as he lights more fires to burn down the worlds. The end.